Celia has still managed to work, and yesterday we heard her reporting on the fifth anniversary of Benedict's election as Pope and how the mounting scandals over pedophile priests could affect his legacy. Today, we'll learn more about an influential and charismatic priest who Pope Benedict punished when no one else would.
Father Marcial Maciel built the conservative Legion of Christ into a powerful Catholic order. Over several decades, Maciel raised millions of dollars for the church. Some estimate the order's assets are worth $20 billion. After Maciel died in 2008, his order revealed that he had fathered a daughter. Others have come forward claiming to be his sons.
There were years of allegations ignored by the Vatican that Father Maciel sexually abused seminarians as young as 12. Our next guest has reported that Father Maciel hid his secret life by buying the protection of key Vatican officials. Investigative journalist Jason Barry's series on Father Maciel was published by the National Catholic Reporter. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's begin with some background on Father Maciel. How did he build this order, the Legion of Christ, into such an influential organization?
Well, he was born in southwest Mexico in 1920 at a time when the church was being persecuted. His family was entwined with the Catholic hierarchy. Four of his uncles were bishops. So he grew up in this environment of an embattled church, you might say. By the time he was 21, he began this religious order. What's so significant about that, Renee, is that he had been thrown out of two seminaries by the time he was 21 for reasons that in later years the Legion history referred to as misunderstandings. We now know that he was sexually abused as a boy, had a very troubled family life. He seems to have had this militant sense of spirituality, and he was a genius at fundraising. From the earliest years of his involvement with high church officials, he always had money, lots of it.
Before we get to this money trail, which you followed, what was Father Maciel accused of?
Well, there was actually a lineage of allegations against him that began really in the 1940s. He was also a morphine addict, and he was accused in 1956 of abusing drugs and to making sexual advances on these young seminarians. The Vatican did an investigation, suspended him, but then reinstated him in 1959. He was then accused forcefully in 1976 by a former priest of the Legion, Juan Vaca, in a very detailed dossier of allegations that went to the Vatican. Vaca made a second petition in 1978 and again in 1989, and absolutely nothing happened. In a sense, the Vatican created this guy by not going after him.
So how did Maciel manage to avoid any sort of, almost to the end, any sort of punishment? Was it all about the fact that this was a very rich order and raised so much money for the church?
We know that wealthy families who gave money to the Legion of Christ had a pipeline, frankly, to go to private masses said by Pope John Paul II in the Apostolic Palace. One priest told me how he facilitated a $50,000 donation to Monsignor Divish, who is now a cardinal in Krakow. Monsignor Divish lived in the Apostolic Palace and organized the guests at the papal masses. Besides Monsignor Divish, who was so close to Pope John Paul, Maciel had a staunch supporter in Cardinal Angelo Sedano, the Secretary of State. And in the article, I quote a couple of men who talk about the cash donations that went to Sedano, $10,000 at one point, $5,000 at another point. You know, it really reminds one of Tammany Hall or, you know, the Chicago political machine 30 or 40 years ago. Needless to say, all of this was a way of buying influence and protection for Father Maciel.
And it worked.
It absolutely worked until 2006, when he was almost 86 years old, and Pope Benedict, after an investigation that he had ordered in 2004, dismissed him from active ministry and ordered him to a life of prayer and penitence, which is a rather soft punishment. But given how well protected this man was, I think we have to credit the Pope with finally breaking ranks with Cardinal Sedano, the Secretary of State, who had defended Maciel for so long.
When you were being told about these envelopes, you know, filled with cash, real bundles of money, what leads you to understand that these were in some way bribes rather than to do good works with?
Well, Renee, the men I interviewed are priests. And these are men who left the Legion of Christ some years ago. And one of the things that struck me about these interviews, I got to know these men. I spent time with them. These were men who have remade their lives. They are loyal priests. And I think they have been stricken in their consciences. And they were willing to talk because I think they wanted to unburden themselves of a certain sense of guilt.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
You're quite welcome. It's been my pleasure.
Journalist Jason Barry produced Vows of Silence, a documentary on Father Maciel and the Legion of Christ.